USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This year's Memorial Day feels more normal as COVID-19 restrictions are loosened and the pandemic continues to wane. The Department of Veterans Affairs reminding Americans on this Memorial Day that over 12,000 veterans lost their lives in the battle with the coronavirus. President Biden honoring soldiers at Arlington National Cemetery. Biden joined by Vice President Kamala Harris, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and others in laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. More states are getting 70% of their adults vaccinated against the coronavirus. The latest to join that group are California and Maryland. They're the 11th and 12th states to hit the mark. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.